Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, archives, articles, the blog, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We got lots of stuff. And don't forget to take our poll question. And we have a different question every week. We would like to know what you think. And if you click your answer, you'll be able to see exactly how the poll is going so far at the moment you click your – when you submit your answer. And it'll be right there on the homepage, right on our homepage. And then, of course, we'll report back to you through the show and through our newsletter on how the final results turned out for the week. So check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Sarah Petty is with us. She's the founder of Joy of Marketing. She's an entrepreneur, small business owner just like you and me, and she's here to talk to us about some more about how to love up our customers, especially during the holidays. Sarah, give us that website again, please.
TheJoyOfMarketing.com.
TheJoyOfMarketing.com. So, yep. Sarah, tell us about your business.
Well, I started a photography studio 2 weeks before 9/11, and it grew really quickly because my background is marketing. So I have my MBA, worked at Coca-Cola, was an ad agency marketing director, and now I've created The Joy of Marketing to teach other small business owners how we've done it. And so it's kind of fun because I have, you know, a business-to-consumer business, which is the photography studio, and then I have a business-to-business business, which is The Joy of Marketing. So I really get to cross, you know, and hone my marketing skills by going back and forth with these two companies, and it's really, really fun.
Well, and it is, and the good thing about your background, you've got the major corporate background, you've got the education, but you're not just a talking head. You've got the experience now, especially running your small businesses. So you've got a great range of resources there, and I'm sure your clients are benefiting from that. Talk to us about some of the things that you've been helping your clients with regard to holiday recognition, holiday connecting with customers during the holidays. We talked previously about how to do gifts. What about cards and just little notes that to tell them we care about them?
Well, for sure, because we kind of look at our database and our clients like our little black book of business, don't we? You know, if you're a single person, you've got your little black book of people you want to date or friends, your social calendar.
Sarah, my wife won't let me date.
She took your little black book many years ago.
There is no black book.
Well, in business, you have to have that little black book. You have to have that database because that's what makes you different from everyone else is that you have a community of people that are connected to you and that have reached their hand out and said, I'm interested in your business and what you do. And so there are different times throughout the year that we communicate with them, whether it's an event or a direct marketing or advertising or whatever it is, we're reaching out to them. And one of those amazing opportunities for us to reach out to our clients is during the holiday season with a card. And it can be a Christmas card, or it can be an end of the year card, or a Happy New Year card early, or whatever it is.
Hanukkah but card.
What's that? Yeah, it could be Hanukkah.
If you know their faith, if you know what they celebrate, you can. You know, this is the kind of customized creativity that you were talking about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so we know that the holiday season is just full of magic. Every store is decked out. There's music and smells. And it's just really speaking to people emotionally. So just to buy a pre-printed card for your business with a pretty picture of trees and a pre-printed stamp, Merry Christmas from, you know, the Small Business Advocate, and you send those out to everyone, that's not good enough anymore. We want it to be something emotional. I mean, if you can partner with a photographer in your market, because that's what we do, and get some emotional images, it really helps drum up business for the photographer. So they're invested in it.
Right.
They want something fun and creative. And then, you know, some creative words maybe, some creative thoughts, and then a handwritten note.
Well, so, and you know, the good thing about small businesses,
to people.
A lot of us, Sarah, don't have, it's not like we've got 1,000 customers. Some do, but back to your point about the ones who are the best, our best customers, you know, it's worth it to take a little time, put a little thought, a little effort, you know, not you don't have to put a lot of money into it, but there's something about that personal handwritten kind of thing, and I'm using handwritten as just a figure of speech. There's something about the personal effort, the personal touch that connects with people, and that's what the season's all about, isn't it?
It sure is, and you made a really good point about creativity. It's really hard because, you know, as small business owners, we don't have $10 million budgets where we can hire the biggest, baddest ad agency to do an $8 a piece, you know, direct marketing Christmas card or holiday card.
Right.
We have to sometimes, you know, be our own die cutter, which means we sit home at night and we hand cut out a shape or we're hole punching
right.
confetti to put in the card, or we're, you know, we're cutting out a pop-up and gluing it by hand onto 500 cards or 300 cards. That's how you make a connection with your clients, not just simply going out and buying something generic and doing it because it's a token thought.
Hey, Sarah, how about this? How about when you get it done, hand deliver it?
I love that.
Don't put it in the mail. Put it in their hand.
Yep. Yep. We just talked about gifting your best clients, and definitely with that too, if you do have a huge database of 1,000, you can't deliver them. But if you do something special for your top, you know, 20 clients, you can definitely do
Sarah,
it.
Sarah, I've got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here.
Okay.
Good job today. Thejoyofmarketing.com is the website. Sarah Petty is the proprietor. We're proud of her. Sarah, thanks for being here. We'll see you next time.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Have a great day.
See ya. Sarah Petty, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. 29 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.